From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest. A Kremlin spokesman expressed concern Thursday about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland. He described the arrival of U.S. forces as a threat to Russian security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany Thursday. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland. The mission, dubbed the Atlantic Resolve, will see troops, tanks, and military vehicles rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. Former Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, arrived back home in South Korea on Thursday amid mounting expectations that he will run for president. Ban was greeted by crowds of supporters at Incheon Airport near Seoul. When asked about entering the race for president, he would not commit to doing so, but did indicate he is leaning in that direction. United Nations head Antonio Guterres joined leaders from several European countries in Geneva Thursday to try to resolve the decades-long political crisis in Cyprus. Guterres, along with representatives from Cyprus, Greece, Turkey, and Britain, gathered in an effort to hammer out an accord that would create a united two-zone federation. The United States military released details Thursday about a joint military operation in Afghanistan last November that resulted in the death of 33 civilians. Residents and Taliban insurgents say the attack on the village of Boz in the village of Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses. 27 people were wounded. This is VOA News. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper has told President-elect Donald Trump that the U.S. intelligence community did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Trump obtained by the Russians. Earlier this week, a digital media site posted what it said was the full dossier in question. The dossier alleges tawdry personal conduct by Trump. It also alleges that the Russian government had been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for years. Clapper said in a statement Wednesday that he told the president-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgment that the information is reliable. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choices to lead the Department of Defense and the Central Intelligence Agency distanced themselves from the incoming president by advocating a tough approach toward Russia. The statements came Thursday during testimony at congressional confirmation hearings. Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo, Trump's nominee to head the CIA, said Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election was an aggressive action taken by the senior leadership inside Russia, and he called for an incredibly robust American response. Trump's nominee to lead the Defense Department, retired Marine General James Mattis, testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee that the global balance of power established after the Second World War is being threatened more than ever, in part by Russia. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has taken its first step to scrap President Barack Obama's health care reforms. The Senate has not yet outlined what it plans to put in its place. Republicans have made repealing the Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, one of their top priorities when President-elect Donald Trump takes office in a week. The Senate voted 51-48 earlier Thursday to approve rules that allow repeal legislation to go forward with a simple majority and not be subject to a filibuster by Democrats. The U.S. accused China Thursday of illegally dumping aluminum on the world market at artificially low prices to boost its aluminum industry at the expense of U.S. companies. The Obama administration alleged that China is providing cheap loans and illegal subsidies for low-priced raw materials. Detection of a rare strain of the polio virus in Pakistan's Balochistan province has alarmed authorities. They are launching a special immunization campaign for all children under the age of 5. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.